we're gonna spend, like we did for Passover, we're gonna spend these next until Pentecost for the morning meeting. We're gonna talk about Pentecost. I want us to go back to what happened at the crucifixion. Remember that there's a big point made that the veil was torn from the top to the bottom. And this is a veil that was 18 inches thick, and incredibly woven in such a way that it was essentially not impenetrable. Except on the Day of Atonement, when the high priest went in. But here now, the whole culture was dependent on the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark was the presence of God. And so when the veil was rent, it became obvious. You can imagine what it would have done. It would have spread like wildfire because there was no ark. Now, I want you to go back to remember and see the description of earthquakes, people, sun darkened, and all of the signs that something majestic had happened. Now, I want you to imagine then seeing the veil was rent, and people saw there was no ark. Now they're counting the Omer. It was in essence, it was a sham. It was a con. And it had to, you know, many of the priests became believers. And it was a fulfillment of. Well, let's go to Genesis 11. My Bible. The pages are still sticking together. And nobody has any.
They're not healing up.
They're not healing. By the way, I feel much better today. I didn't sleep very much, but I feel a lot better.
You sound better.
You what?
You sound better. What number on Genesis 11?
Genesis 11. Verse 1. Why does it take Gary 45 minutes to find Genesis 11?
No man will text Gary.
And the whole earth was of one lip and words. The whole earth was of one language and one speech. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, "Go to, and let us make brick and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone, and slime they had for mortar. And they said, "Go to, and let us build us a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven. Let us make a name, lest we be scattered abroad the face of the whole earth." And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, "Behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. And this they begin to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. And so the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city. Therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth, and from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of the earth. Now that going down and confusing and confounding the language happened in Pentecost. Now, there's still, from the time of Babel until now, we cannot understand one another's speech. Now, on Pentecost, it's not that some people spoke in tongues, and they didn't just speak in tongues as babbling. They spoke in tongues in order that everyone there would understand what was going on in their own language. Now, the whole idea of being one, of one in us, we in, you know, let's look at that one speech. Let's go to John 14. Can you find it, John, Gary?
I'm going to look.
You going to beat us? If you love me, in verse 15, I'm sorry. If you love me, keep my commandment. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter that may abide with you forever. Now, the word comforter is paraclete. And it doesn't, its meaning is much, much greater than comforter. Because it's by the paraclete that the believers are of one and therefore can understand one another's speech. But the predicate of that has to be the distrust of normal speech. In other words, that's why it's so clear and so, let your speech be seasoned with salt. If any man speak, let him speak as from the oracle of God. And all of the other things, the key here is, let's go down. And I'll give you another comforter that may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. And I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but you see me. Because I live, you shall live also. And at that day you shall know that I am in my Father, you in me, and I in you. Now, that one sentence there is the most critical sentence, and it's the only place I know where this positional place is defined to a precision. And that day, you shall know that I am in my Father, you in me, and I in you. You in my Father, you, let me say it again. You shall know that I am in my Father, you in me, and I in you. Now, this is why the Ark of the Covenant was so important, because positionally, the Ark was made of shittim wood. is a junk wood. But outside it was covered in gold, and inside it was covered in gold.
Wasn't that the thing that they made the crown of thorns out of, the shittim, like a thorn bush almost? Or?
It could have been. It's that similar to that bush that Gary likes to make stuff out of.
Yeah.
But the whole thing about the crown of thorns, it's another instance, and this Luther saw it in this incredible way, and I'm going to paraphrase it, but he said, every time you think you have something to do, you're nailing your hands to the cross, or you're re-nailing his hands, if you will. Every time you have some place to go, the nails are in your feet. You're re-nailing his feet, not your. And every time you have the thought, other than from the now position, is pounding the crown of thorns deeper into his skull. So it's like everything from the standpoint of what happened at his death, what happened with and the position of the comforter, you cannot know that you know unless you know that, again, this at that day you shall know that I am in my Father, you in me, and I in you. Now, that then just it takes everything and the curse, if you will, the original curse, and the confusion of languages at Babel, and it all brings it together down so that there is one. Now, Christ is not only the door now to him, but he is the door to each other. In other words, the only way you can know a person from the standpoint of God is the idea that you have to, the door to Gary is the same door as Christ in all around the room. So that the thing that happened on Pentecost is so much greater than we can even imagine, if we can only see the emptiness and futility of our minds and ignore it. But that's the biggie, the ignoring or seeing through the lies and the fiery darts of the wicked one are you think is bad, but God says no, that's good, because that's the only place you can really know a person. What was that? Was it a bird?
It was a bird.
It was a big bird.
It
was yellow.
Still in the room?
I still be in the room. I saw a hawk a couple days or so ago.
I was thinking about that, what you're just saying. And the disciples knew all this because it wasn't academic. It was their life. And they're pressed in the corner, and they're being chased, and every other weird thing's going on with them. And then all this crazy stuff happens. And so I can try and imagine their position, but it's not easy to fully emotionalize that experience that they had. It changed the world, actually.
Well, here's the kicker. A believer never reacts. He acts. And the place from where a believer acts is best described in Ezekiel. And we're going to, this is a doubling of what we studied yesterday, but let's go to Ezekiel 1.
Thank you.
remember, Ezekiel had been a priest and a prophet for 21 years when he had this vision. And the vision included this weird being with wings and eyes and images. But the key to it is that it's a description of the body. And that's what's so critical. No, let's just read it. It came to pass in the 30th year, in the fourth month, in the fifth day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river Shabar, that the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God. In the fifth day of the month, which was the fifth year of King Jehoiakim, captivity, the word of the Lord came expressly unto Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans, by the river Chedar, and the hand of the Lord was there upon him. And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud, and a fire enfolding itself, and a brightness was his body, out of the midst thereof as the color of amber, out of the midst of the fire. Also out of the midst there came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man. Every one had four faces, and every one had four wings, and their feet were straight feet, and the sole of their feet was like the sole of a calf's foot, and they sparkled like the color of burnished brass. And they had hands of a man under their wings and their four sides, and the four had their faces and their wings, and their wings were joined one to another. They turned not when they went. They went every one straight forward. And as for the likeness of their faces, they had the face of a man, and the face of a lion on the right side, and the four had the face of an ox on the left side. They also had the face of an eagle. Thus were their faces, and their wings were stretched upward. Two wings of every one were joined to another, and two covered their bodies. And they went every one straight forward. Whither the spirit was to go, they went, and they turned not where they went. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire, and like the appearance of lamps. And it went up and down among the living creature, and the fire was bright, and out of the fire went forth lightning, and the living creatures ran and returned as the appearance of a flash of lightning. Now as I beheld the living creatures, behold, one wheel upon the earth by the living creature with four faces. The appearance of the wheels and their work was like unto the color of beryl, and they had one likeness, and their appearance and their work was as it were a wheel in the middle of a wheel. When they went upon their four sides, and they turned not when they went. As for their rings, they were so high that they were dreadful, and their rings were full of eyes round about them four. And when living creatures went, the wheels went by them. And when the living creatures were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up. Whithersoever the spirit was to go, they went. Thither was their spirit to go, and the wheels were lifted up over against them. For the spirit of the living was in the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. When those went, these went. When those stood, these stood. And when those were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up over them against them. For the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels, and the likeness of the firmament upon the heads of the living creature was the color of the middle, was as the color of the terrible crystal stretched forth over their heads above. And under the firmament was their wings straight, the one toward the other, every one had two, which covered covered on this side, and everyone had two which covered on that side their bodies. And when they went, I heard the noise of the wings, and like the noise of great waters, and the voice of the Almighty, with the voice of speech, as the noise of a host, when they stood and let down their wings. And there was voices from the firmament over their heads, that was over their heads, when they stood and they let and had let down their wings. And above the firmament that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne, as the appearance of sapphire stone. And upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness of as the appearance of a man above it. And I saw as the color of amber from the appearance of fire round about within it, from the appearance of his loins even upward, and from the appearance of his loins even downward. I saw as it were the appearance of fire, and it had the brightness round about. And as the appearance of the bowl that is as the appearance of the bowl that is in a cloud of the day of rain, so is the appearance of the brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of God, of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell upon my face, and I heard a voice of one that spake. Now, what that's a description of, and we can go into the details later, but it's the description of each body of believers. And there is no place where there isn't oneness. They move as one, they go up as one, they go down as one. There is nothing that is self-generated in the whole movement of the body. So from God's standpoint, this is what God sees as his believers. There's the one on the throne, the wings, and all the other things. Describe a being that doesn't react. It acts. And it acts from a source that can't have any place, any home, any let's see what I'm trying to think of. It is what it means. It is what it means. Let your speech be seasoned with salt. It's what it means. If every man speak, let him speak from the oracle of God. It's every man. It's if you can conceive of a position and a place where you never react, you always act. But the act is as one, not as many. And that's what God sees as his body. Now, how can that happen? How can that be? It can only happen and only be when that day you shall know that I'm in you, you in me, and I in the Father. And that position becomes so complete, so I remember the first time I talked about this a little last night. The first time I read Ezekiel. I looked at it and I said, my God, what is this? And I thought I had him because, remember, the deal I made is that if I found any contradictions, if I found anything that was against something else that was spiritual, you know, I was going to throw the whole thing out. And I was convinced one of many times that I had, that I want. But, okay, God, this is so far out of anybody's understanding of what it was. You know, back in the day, and what's the guy's name that wrote Late Great Planet?
Hal Lindsey.
Hal Lindsey. this was a description of a helicopter. I mean, it's just, but, you know, those things are just childish, but to see and to know that this positional, that what we do and who we are has no reference point on earth. There's no home for it. There's no place. You can't possibly, and again, the thing about bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ produces this. You cast down imaginations and every high place that exalts against the knowledge of God. And when we finally see this, then we can, that song that I don't even have it in a songbook, but it's that, it's through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus, I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon His Word. Now, everything that I've gone through, which to me seems just stupid and there's no reason for it, and it's dumb, and it's just craziness, it just disappears once you see there's nothing. What can you compare this to? There is nothing. What can you, how can you sell out for some opinion or sell out for some? Well, anyway, the reason I'm talking about this is that, can you imagine the confusion in the days when they were trying to count the Omer after Christ's crucifixion? Can you imagine? I mean, this was a big deal, the counting of the Omer. Because if you didn't count, if you missed a day, if you missed a day of the count, because remember it says you shall count unto you, everybody was responsible for it. But to not count and to not see, it was just, then you couldn't partake of Pentecost. And now, and Pentecost at the time of Christ was was the day, from their standpoint, the most important thing that happened. What it was the day the Torah was given. It's the day that Moses went up and was gone for 40 days and 40 nights without eating or drinking. And the only way he could have done that is that God had taken him into eternity. And so in that place, there is no time. So he could have been gone from the earth standpoint 10,000 years. But it was 40 days from the standpoint of the earth's counting. And that, so Pentecost was really elevated even above Sukkot, a booth, or Passover, or because it was the day that the Torah was given. And the Torah, it's like, from the Jew standpoint, there's nothing greater than the Torah. And so it became a feast that was so worshipped, so, and here we have a bunch, 120 people. Many of them, there was price on their heads. They'd been hiding out in Bethpage or Bethany, in that mansion of Mark's parents. And, you know, okay, now, here's what we're going to do. Most of them were Galileans. And so, we'll go to the temple, we got to go. But we've been with a dead body. So we have to go 10 days before Pentecost so we can go through the cleansing process of the ashes of the red heifer. And you don't talk because you have accents. Just sort of meld into the crowd. And so God opened time above each one of them's head. And there was a sound of a There was no wind, but it was the sound of a mighty rushing wind. There was no real fire, but there was the appearance of fire above their heads. So there goes their little trying to keep secret who they were. But the one I just wanted to talk for a minute about what the counting of the Omer must have been like for them. I mean, it had to be more than we can even conceive of. Any reaction to any of this?
Yeah, for me, this is, having heard what you just said, it's like this is the fulfillment of the counting of the Omer, because by the time you're done counting, you should be able to understand what this says, because you cast off all concepts of good and evil and beauty and ugly and every other thing, and you see in the spirit what God's saying, not in the flesh, which this is a weird contraption. Security of your language and your traditions, your opinions, that all being, you know, counted out, then you can sense the body and God's love of it even. But if you don't have that, you can't get any love out of this weird description. It's just goofy. So it verifies that universes, you might say, this earth is not our
home.
Yeah.
Well, let's just look at that for a minute. Let's go to Revelation 12. I'm just kind of. Oh. We'll go to Revelation 12 tomorrow. That went by kind of fast. Well, anyway, anybody have any other response to this?
Yeah, it's hitting me real. When Gary said it, you know, summed it up, we've thrown off all the judging of good and evil, and so now we can hear and see this oneness that it's talked about. And that's hitting me too.
Yeah, it's. But all of it's conditioned on emptiness. That's what the whole counting of the Omer is to come. I mean, the cross took care of the things you think are bad. But the counting of the Omer takes care of the things you think are good. So that on this incredible day of Pentecost, you're empty. So that you've seen the vanity, the emptiness of everything. And you're standing before God. The vessel waiting with a surety, either waiting for it or celebrating it. And it's it doesn't get much better.
Yeah. I just have a little snippet of, like, the cross is out of time, the Omer is in time, leading you to out of time.
Amen. But you can see how easily we're distracted by shiny things. We are prone to make plans. And you finally come to a place where, my God, that's just stupid. I'm just keeping myself in bondage. Well, let's go to. Let's go to Revelation 14, not 12. We'll do 12 tomorrow. two verses. Chapter 14, verse Let's start in verse 11. Let's go to verse 6, I'm sorry. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, unto every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, Fear God and give glory to him alone, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth, and the sea and the fountains of waters. And there followed another angel, saying, Babylon is fallen, the great city, because she made all the nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, If any man worship the beast and his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And their smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever. And they have no rest day or night who worship the beast in his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. But here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God in the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works to follow them. Again, no, you have no idea what's going to happen next. But not only that, you have no concern what happens next. And therefore, your works never lead you. It's a wholly different universe. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus Christ. Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works to follow them. Now I'm as guilty as you can be about not doing this at all times, because I'm deceived. But when I see it, repentance has to come.
Amen.
Remember, repentance is from the position we're studying now. Repentance leads to emptiness. Emptiness to the point of a vacuum. No more deception. No more deceived by your own works. No more brought back down. You know, there's a being with the face of an ox and a lion and a man and an eagle. I gotta go see that guy over there. I gotta go take care of this. We can't even imagine the power of this. You can get an idea how 12 men turn the world upside down.
Yeah.
You alter the universe by your emptiness. It doesn't matter what happens, all this stuff. But it makes everything else seem like it's not even worthy of looking at. Amen? Uh-oh. Take it big guy quick.